I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's time now for a look at sports with NPR's Tony Cox.
Hey, Farai.
So, Tony, I thought baseball season was over.
Well, you know, the fans don't think so because, as you know, they've called home run king Barry Bonds back up to the plate, so to speak. And for the latest on that story, we have New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden. Hey, Bill.
The great Tony Cox. Everything is good out here. A little snow out here, but... What would you know
what
about
can I
that,
say, right? What would I know about that? But right. I do know about this. Barry Bonds indicted 4 counts of perjury, 1 count of obstruction of justice. But the indictment seems to raise more questions than it answers, doesn't it? I mean, what does the government have now that they didn't have 3 years ago?
You see, Tony, this is a great chess match between the government and Bonds' people. You know, Greg Anderson gets out of prison the same day that the indictment is announced. And everybody is now thinking that, wow, the government must really have this tremendous ace in the hole. And I think that, you know, Tony, this may not have any basis of fact, and how could that be? I'm a sports writer. But I'm thinking that the government, I mean, if Vic is looking at what the government did to Marion Jones, got her to confess, how the government successfully, you know, got Michael Vick to kind of squeal, I'm thinking that maybe they're feeling that Bonds will do their job for them, feeling that, well, you know, there's no way that they've got to have something, so maybe they'll strike some type of deal. Just knowing Bonds, as I think I do from the outside, I think that they're gonna go down guns blazing, and they're gonna make the, what's the sports analogy? The Bonds team isn't going to beat itself.
Are they going to make them
the
beat them?
Well,
you know,
them.
It's interesting you should mention that because there was a very interesting article in your paper, the New York Times, on Sunday by a Columbia Law School professor. And he said that the problem that the government has, in his view, is being able to prove intent. In other words, that the federal prosecutors will have to show that Bonds knew he was taking steroids, no matter what he called it, and that he deliberately lied to the grand jury about it to cover it up, which is obstruction of justice. That seems like a tall order.
Unless they have got this killer eyewitness, somebody who has not come heretofore, not come forward, who can take all of this sort of abstraction and put it into something concrete, like I saw it, I heard it, and we haven't heard that person before. There's a mistress, supposedly, who's been discredited. Or you know what it's like? You know when a team is like fourth and inches and the team will come up to the line of scrimmage, really not going to go for it, but they're just going to see if they can draw you off sides.
I understand what you're saying. But, you know, that's sort of like in the sports culture, you know this as well as I do, that, you know, you're not supposed to tell, you know, and it's snitching, and it's seen as snitching. And we can look back over Greg Anderson, who went to jail, as opposed to talking about Barry Bonds, but we also have Pac-Man Jones, who is now singing to keep himself out of jail. We had Stephon Marbury of the New York Knicks, who testified against his coach Isaiah Thomas and then threatened to drop more bombs on him when he got mad at him last week. Well, what about the culture of sports of not talking and how that will impact Barry Bonds' case?
Yeah, it's become a little like a choir, right, with all these people singing. And you know, you're right that, but you know, I guess what it proves is that and there's this guy Jeff Nowitzki, who's the prosecutor, who's been putting the leather down. Tim Montgomery, he had Tim Montgomery become an informant. Same thing with Justin Gatlin. You know, had Gatlin snitch. I guess when faced with when somebody's twisting your arm, and when faced with having your arm really twisted to the point of being broken, and looking at jail time. You probably will sing.
Yeah, if you have to do what you have to do, right?
It's another show about what we actually think about it, but it's you're absolutely right. Particularly, now see, we're talking about sports culture. Sports culture of guys who are paying a lot of money, and maybe that makes them soft.
Well, let me move on to another topic while we have you here, because I want to talk a little bit about today's breaking news, which is Lloyd Carr, of course, being out as coach at Michigan, which is no surprise. But there's a lot of talk about who his replacement might be, including the coach of the number one ranked team in the country, LSU. After all, Les Miles is a Michigan alum, a former player and assistant coach. Do you think, if offered, that he would bolt Baton Rouge for Ann Arbor?
You know, I think so. That the Michigan job is a great job. It's a great culture. It's a tradition. Great university. I think it's one of the preeminent jobs in the country. If I were Miles, I would take that job in a heartbeat. You know, he's had a good run at LSU, and I think you look at some of the moves in college coaching. You see how fragile all this is. And I think Miles has been to the mountaintop. I think it's gotten as good as it's going to get. I think he would take that job in a second.
In a second. All right. As our time runs down, we're going to try to get to two other subjects, so let's move through them as quickly as we can. First one is an easy one. The Patriots and the Celtics. Of course, the Boston Celtics finally lost. We knew that they would, but they probably won't be losing too many games this season. But the New England Patriots are 10-0, rolling over the Bills and looking like locks to go undefeated and tie the Dolphins' 72 season perfect record. I don't see anybody beating them, do you?
You never know. I thought that Pittsburgh may have had a shot until, you know, any team that loses to the Jets is suspect. Tony, they look like one of the best teams I've ever seen at this point. I mean, they could have scored 70 points yesterday.
They were outstanding. Talking about an outstanding performance in about the minute or so that you and I have left, I wish we had more time, but we just don't. Kobe Bryant. It was odd watching the Lakers versus the Bulls on Sunday night. Two teams Kobe seems to be torn between, but after the spanking that the Baby Bulls took from the Lakers, speculation around L.A. is that Kobe saw what was on the other side and it's like, I think I better stay put.
Kobe's not going anywhere, man. Just stay where you are, Kobe. There's no place like home. There's a reason for that cliche.
Well, it certainly looks like he's going to do that. Really quickly, CeCe Sabathia winning the Cy Young Award in the American League. First person of color to do that since Vida Blue in 71 with the Oakland A's. It's a little bit of history, right, Bill?
Yeah. He becomes the first person of color in decades to win Cy Young Award. But I also think that it proves that you need to have these awards finalized after the season. He was great during the regular season, but terrible during the postseason. But, you know, that's what makes our job so interesting.
All right, Bill. Until next time. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving.
Tony, happy Thanksgiving.
That was NPR's Tony Cox talking with New York Times columnist Bill Roden. Bill is author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Tribulations of the Black Quarterback. He was in our NPR studio in New York City. And Tony's right here at NPR West.